It's just politics.
Just politics.
Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And that was, of course, Sarah Palin in a vice presidential debate back in 2008, then asking Joe Biden if she could call him by his first name.
Oh, just one of about 100 or hundreds of great debate moments in U.S. history.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
1 minute.
Man's practicing fuzzy math again.
In a lockbox.
And let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
There will always be a debate over debates.
Always. It's part of the campaign season. And the shenanigans that surround that debate, the imagery. Candidates will employ people to follow their adversaries in a chicken or a duck costume. You know, too chicken to debate.
Ducking debates. But do debates actually help or hurt a candidate?
Do they influence the vote?
And maybe even more relevant in 2014, is anyone even paying attention to them?
Or their absence. We have two statewide races this year, the governor and U.S. Senate.
No debate scheduled right now for either race.
In the Senate race, Democrat Gary Peters is trying to make an issue of it. He says Republican Terry Lynn Land is dragging her feet on setting up a series of debates.
Yeah, and Democrat Mark Schauer has also been pushing for debates with Governor Rick Snyder.
You know, 4 years ago, the Snyder campaign was effectively able to keep it down to just one debate with his Democratic opponent while he was the apparent frontrunner.
Now, the conventional wisdom with debates, as we all know, is the underdog wants as many as possible. The frontrunner, as few as possible.
And that's what happened 2 years ago when Republican challenger Pete Hoekstra won a debate after debate after debate with Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow.
Right. Now, part of why incumbents don't want a debate, it raises the stature of their opponent, mm-hmm. standing on the stage shoulder to shoulder. It puts the candidates, at least in the eyes of the voter, on an even playing field.
Right. And also, you know, candidates don't typically win debates. Debates are primarily a trial by fire, an opportunity to fail, to stumble, to embarrass yourself.
Mm-hmm. There are far more famous flubs than inspirational mm-hmm. moments in our history of debates.
Right. For every Ronald Reagan, there you go again moment, or Walter Mondale famously teeing off a fast food commercial to ask, where's the beef?
There are far more Rick Perry stumbles, Al Gore rambles. I mean, go back to Richard Nixon's sweats in the debates with JFK.
Opportunities to fail. And that's why here in Michigan, at least, the candidates and campaigns insist on controlling the debates. They take all the invitations from not-for-profit groups, newspapers, TV stations, and then negotiate with each other, with the other campaigns, on how many, how long, formats, hosts, and questioners. All the power is with the campaigns to, well, set the stage, so to speak.
Right. No debate commissions like what we have at the presidential level or what's being used in Indiana. Other states have cooperatives that try to force the candidates to debate. Not so in Michigan.
Mm-mm. And in large part, that's because the state's media outlets, especially broadcasters, prefer it that way. Historically, they'd rather make a play to basically own their own candidate debate and risk losing it than to share, cooperate, to create a command performance, communally broadcast, that would be a required appearance for the candidates.
Right, and the promise that if a candidate doesn't show, their opponent gets to own the stage and get all the airtime.
Sure, there's nothing stopping Michigan from setting up an independent debate commission. Certainly, if there are no debates or way too few, we can blame the candidates, certainly. But we can also blame the media for being too parochial, including broadcasters who have federal licenses that say they're supposed to operate in the public interest.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.